Well, I always like to say that there was a 7-year difference, and even though I was 7 years older, I felt I was 7 years wiser and would be much more amenable to accepting suggestions from people whose opinions I valued, as opposed to being dogmatic about what I thought it took to win. It was a great self-realization for me when a group of us sat down after the semifinals of the 75 Wimbledon. I had just defeated Tony Roach 7-5 in the fifth set and knew I was going to play Jimmy Connors in the final. And the conversation reached an inevitable conclusion. And that conclusion was that if I went out to try to play against Connors the way I would normally play all my life on a grass court, I would probably lose. And so, faced with that realization, if I were going to give myself a chance to win, I would have to change or try something different. A group of us came up with a game plan, and after we came up with the game plan, then the question was asked, well, here's the plan, but can you execute it? Because not everybody can do everything equally well. A lot of people don't realize that you may think you're able to do something just because one may think that professionals are able to do everything equally well, but they're not. In answering the question of can I execute this ideal game plan against, say, someone like Jimmy Connors, you then have to nitpick at it in order to come up with something that you think I can do under pressure. And so obviously it worked, but it may not have worked.
What was that game plan?
Well, basically Connors plays, he loves speed, and he has a two-handed backhand. And the idea was serving to both sides. You want to pull them off the court and then open it up and then go to the open court if you had the chance. But if you got into a rally with him from the baseline, you're to hit the ball with no pace, underspin, and down the middle. And by down the middle, I mean not only in terms of direction, but in terms of depth as well. You'd want the ball to land around the T-junction of the service line and the center service line, with underspin, with no pace. So Connors would have to come into the court, and with his very, very flat strokes, Connors did not hit the ball with topspin, but his very flat strokes, he would have to hit up on the ball, and he wouldn't be able to hit the ball hard. He just couldn't, because underspin would make the ball skid. It would have no speed to begin with, and he would really have to compromise. I mean, you would wind up really neutralizing his counterpunching ability and his ability to hit back speed with more speed. We also wanted to pull him to the net as often as possible, because Connors did not like to come to the net. He wasn't a great volleyer. He was a very aggressive volleyer, but he wasn't one of the world's great natural volleyers. And when he did, we'd try to lob the ball over. I'd try to lob the ball over his two-handed left-handed backhand, again with underspin. But the idea, even with the lob, is to not put it out of reach. That is, you want him to get his racket on it. That is, you don't want the lob to be so good that it really gets over his head, and then he turns around and runs back and hits the ground stroke. No, you want him to literally put his racket on it, because it's going to be a very weak shot. Two hands on the backhand side, reaching way up in the air. There's not much he'd be able to do with it. And he would be off balance, and I'd have the rest of the court to hit the ball into. Basically it worked. But looking back on it, Connors made more errors than I made winners.